Hallelujah. Well, let's lift those hands towards heaven for a minute and just magnify the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to say something to him. I want you to magnify Jesus. The Holy Ghost is here to magnify Jesus with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you thanks, for you are good. You've been faithful. All our lives, you've been faithful. All our lives, you've been so good. We have no complaints. We just have thanksgiving to you this morning. For you are good. Your mercies endure forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. For he is good. His mercies endure forever. Thank you, Lord. Ebo sakana nekro zoge lagashengere badisa namande. Limbrono mos kandeli safadabaya dikondre sombra nisi kanamande. Verado supandre kishi kanamante le kusuta la ketisa. Le broto sofende de disa mamandila sakande. Limbrono mos mande sumenande sumandra katisa namande. I'll bring it to pass. I'll bring it to pass. The things that I've spoken to you in your heart. Yes, when no one was there. Right there in your heart. In the darkness of the night. In the heat of the day. Oh, in the coolness of the evenings. As you walked with me. And I said those things to you, and now it looks like they're never going to come to pass. Listen to me, thus says the Lord. Each one of them will come to pass. Libros prefetis calade, esolombro tuskemandra tiskenabandele seconda. 2024 is a year of fulfillments. Lidos penande, esglombro doshembre tisamanda. You prayed. Yes, you've prayed. You've waited. You've longed, you've looked, oh, you've beheld my word, and now it is the time for fulfillment. Iskando labareti susamamente librato supe. When the world is shouting, there is a casting down. For you, it will be a time of elevation, a time of lifting, a time of exaltation. Indeed, a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Is what I will make of you, and I'll put you on display in 2024. I'll display the fullness of my power in you and through you, and I'll display the fullness of my glory in you and through you, and I'll put you on display, as it were, that the world may see what I can do. For indeed it will be said of you, look what the Lord has done for them. 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 This is not the doing of a man. It's not the words of a man. It's the doing of the Lord. I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing, says the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Well, if you believe that, you can give him some praise. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. Well, even if that's all we got this morning, we've got more than enough. Amen. Let's give the Lord a shout of praise as we take our seat this morning. Amen. You may please be seated for a moment. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm so grateful again, dear sir, for the privilege of being here today to be part of this service and to minister as well. I'm grateful for the pastors in the house, starting from our resident pastor, Pastor BJ. It's been a wonderful time just being here and just having fellowship with the brethren. Well, I have so much in my heart, and I don't know, you have to trust God with me to be able to squeeze everything out for you that God put in my heart. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Come on, amen. Amen. I said I have so much in my spirit that it's like a gusher. I don't know how to control it so that I don't spill everything. I want it to be properly guided so that the people can receive what God has for them this morning. Are you willing to receive this morning? Are you ready to receive this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'll be speaking this morning essentially about depending on the anointing within. depending on the anointing within. And as I speak, well, any good thing can happen. Amen. Any good thing can happen. Any good thing can happen. Any good thing can happen. Well, maybe there's someone here. I don't know. I may be wrong. I may be right. There's something that is broken in your body. You know those kind of things that that are irreversible. You know, doctor says it can't be reversed. Well, the thing doesn't look like it's going to kill you or anything like that. It's not a deadly situation. It's just that that thing, that part of your body is not functioning well. If I were to raise my two palms to you right now, look at my five fingers on this hand. Can you see any defect on them? What about this one? Any defects? Well, but I tell you, just a few short years ago, and I just minister as I'm led by the Spirit of God. A few short years ago, you know, I had something on one of these 10 fingers. I won't tell you which one. But I had to take it to the doctor. And the doctor said, well, it's a tendon or something like that. It's broken. It's an irreversible reaction. It can't come back. If it happens like that, that's the end. Funny enough, you know, that doctor was a friend and he's a minister. He's a believer. And interestingly also, he just brought out one of his 10 fingers and showed me. He said, look at my own. He said, this is exactly what happened to me too. This guy is a surgeon. Is he a neurosurgeon or an orthopedic surgeon? He brought out his own hand and said, look at my own. It happened to me also and it's irreversible. If I can't help myself, I can't help you. The physician couldn't help himself. So he told me, look, you're just going to have to live with it. You're just going to have to manage it. It's not going to work. I said, thank you, doc. I didn't say it's your mother's hand that will not work. I just said, thank you, doc. I appreciate what you said. I said, but you know something, doc? The life of God is in me. The Holy Ghost lives inside me. I said, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, if it dwells in me, he quickens this mortal body. He makes it alive. He zopoe, he saves this body. He brings his life into manifestation in my physical body. I said, doc, I'll come back and show you exactly what's going to happen to my hand. My wife saw it before I went to the doctor. She said, what is this one now? You're looking like a 70-year-old man. One finger was just bent over. I just woke up one morning and met it like that. I couldn't explain what happened. You know, just bent over. You see, you can't find which one it is, right? Well, if you can't find which one it is, it means that something happened. It means that that finger straightened out by itself. And guess what? It didn't happen in church. Guess what? It didn't happen in a miracle service. And that's the essence of my message this morning. That you see, the supernatural that we are talking about and we're looking for is not limited to the four walls of the church. There is a knowledge that we have concerning the anointing that is not completely balanced. Somebody say amen. We need to have a clearer understanding of the anointing and how that anointing functions outside the four walls of the church. I know when we come together, there is a very strong corporate anointing that we can function in. I know God calls men and anoints them. Yes, God called me and anointed me. I've seen the dead raised in my ministry. I've seen all kinds of sicknesses healed. And I understand that anointing upon me to minister to people. But I tell you something, that anointing is not upon you to minister to yourself most of the time. Except in very rare cases. You see, there are members of the choir that has ministered to us by that anointing this morning. If you understand what I'm saying, say amen. But let me tell you, when they wake up on Monday morning, tomorrow morning, they feel exactly the way you two feel when they wake up. They don't feel like choir members. They don't feel anointed. How many people here feel anointed right now? Maybe a few. How many of you felt anointed when you woke up this morning? Were you less anointed this morning when you woke up and when you got to church? You were not. You are not going to be less anointed tomorrow when your boss serves you a query in the office. You may not feel anointed. You may not even sense the anointing. But listen to me. There is a resident anointing that is with you all the time. Somebody say the anointing. And you know what the anointing does, right? The anointing lifts burdens and destroys yokes. That anointing is the burden lifting and yoke destroying power of God. There are two dimensions of the working of the Spirit of God in the life of every believer. There is an anointing that is upon us that we are to use to minister to the body of Christ and to minister to the world. Somebody say the anointing upon. If you've ever been anointed, you will understand what I'm talking about. You're probably going to the stage feeling like an unbeliever. You grab a hold of that mic, you say a few words. The anointing comes upon you and you minister so strongly in the spirit and people are blessed. And then you go back to your seat and you remember all your troubles. Because the anointing upon is for ministering to others, is not for your own life. Let me tell you something. You don't live by that anointing every day. Amen? Amen. But there is another working of the Spirit of God in the life of every believer. And it is not the anointing upon this time. It is the anointing that we carry within us. And we carry that anointing with us everywhere. We carry that anointing with us on a daily basis. And that anointing is not less. Somebody say it's not less. Oh, you didn't hear me this morning. I said that anointing is not less powerful. It's not less of a miracle working power. It's not short of God's ability, God's efficiency, and God's might. It's not in any way less than the anointing that is upon the minister to minister to you. It is as effective, it is as powerful, it is as potent as that anointing that is upon the most anointed minister you know in the world. The anointing within. Is this thing I'm saying even scriptural? I'm just blabbing. Well, I'll give you examples because we don't have time to read. Now you have to read on your own. How many people are going to read on their own to check what I'm saying? In John chapter 4, Jesus spoke about one of those anointings. Interestingly, he demonstrated that kind of situation in that instance. Jesus was by the well of Sychar. His disciples have gone to get Chicken Republic for him. Somebody say amen. Because he was hungry. You know, that's not a miracle service, right? And you know that's not a special meeting, right? He was sitting by a well waiting for his food. And here comes this woman who had had 5 husbands. And the one she's now living with is not her own. In short, by that well, while Jesus was hungry waiting for his food, Jesus spoke the entire life of that woman. The woman said, come and meet a man that has told me the story of my life. Jesus said, you've had 5 husbands. He said, blah, blah. If you want water, I'll give you water. He said, you don't even have rope to draw the water. If you know the person that is speaking to you, you will ask him to give you of this water. So right there, somebody say right there, by the well, waiting for Chicken Republic, there was a manifestation. Sometimes we are waiting for a manifestation only in church. Amen? Sometimes we are waiting for a manifestation of the Holy Ghost only in a special service. Sometimes we are waiting for a manifestation of the Spirit of the living God when there's an anointed minister in town. So everybody is running from pillar to post and trying to attend and trying to be in that program and try, and everybody just gets carried away with the crowd. Wow. Just like the multitude were following Jesus all over the place with their sickness. And after Jesus has finished healing the woman that had the issue of blood, they still had their sickness because they were not there to touch God's power in faith. They were just there for the amusement. Amen. Amen. Somebody say the anointing. Jesus spoke about that one in John 4. He said, if you will drink this water that I will give you, it will be in you a well. Somebody say well. A well that springs up into everlasting life. That is one dimension of the anointing. A well that is resident in you. A well that is for your own benefit. What do we use a well for? You don't use a well to serve water to everybody in your state. Do you need a well for that purpose? A well will not work. Is a well enough for everybody in your state? It's not enough. But what do they use to serve us in your state? Water Corporation. I hope there's something like that. Or I'm preaching amiss this morning. Is there something like Water Corporation? Does water come out of your tap when you turn it? It's not working. But there's somewhere I know down the road called Ashejire Dam. It used to work when I was a child. Water used to come from there. The water is coming from somewhere in Osun State, coming from that goes further to Kwara State. I really don't know the source of that water. But when I was going to Ife about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I saw that Ashejire Dam. that used to supply water to the entire state of Oyo State. Now, Jesus is speaking in John 7 about the second dimension of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He said, listen to me, on the last day of the feast, John 7 from verse 37, Jesus lifted up his voice and shouted, is any man thirsty? Let him come unto me and drink. Whosoever shall drink of this water, he said, out of his belly shall flow forth rivers. Somebody say rivers. Rivers of living water. So these rivers of living water is for you and I to be a blessing to our church, our city, and our generation. Somebody say amen. Amen. But that is not the one you live by. There is another one that you live by. And that's the one that is in John chapter 4. A well that springs up. Somebody say spring up. The way I see that anointing at work is like this. It's like God and I are cooking something. Right in the corner of my room when nobody is there. And when the night is dark. And when the situation is tough. And when the thing is thick, thick dark cloud hanging over your head. God and you come into an agreement. God and you cook up something, work out something, develop something, make something happen together. And set man was not there. You see, that is the essence of having that well in you, that resident anointing, that power of God, that ability of God, that efficiency of God, that might of God, the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God right there in the home. Somebody say amen. Somebody say at home, in the office, on the bike. You know, you may be on a bike that is about to be hit by a trailer or is about to fall. And while you are sitting on that bike, because there is a resident anointing in you, you simply may just leap off the bike and stand by the roadside. Because the anointing can do that also. And it doesn't need to happen in church. Philip was taken by the Spirit of God, right? And he was teleported to another place. Please, in what church service did it happen? When the angel showed up to Mary and Joseph, please, what conference were they having that day? Oh, I'm just letting you see what is happening. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, where were they again? In the house, in the upper room, and the miraculous still happened. Isn't it? Tell me again, when Peter and John were going to the temple, and they saw that man that was lame in his feet. And they said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Please, who was the minister in charge of that service? I'm just reminding you and letting you see. And when Ananias was going on his way, was his name Ananias now? And then the Lord Jesus appeared to him on his way and said, Ananias, I have something for you to do. There is a man called Saul of Tarsus. Please, what service was it? Was it first service or second service that one happened? I'm letting you see that the Holy Ghost walks at home, on the street, on your bike, in the car, in the office, while you are programming, while you are writing the code, the same way that He walks, whether you are in church or you are not in church. You need to see that. The reason I'm emphasizing it is because we don't live inside church. But we are only expecting God's power to walk in church. Meanwhile, out of 24 hours, if we spend that much time in service this morning, how many hours will we spend? If we spend six. Six over 24 is what? One quarter. The remaining three quarter, you are at home. Or you are in the office. Or you are in school. Or where else are you? Market. You are somewhere else that is not in the four walls of the church. And at that time, the anointing is not on vacation. Listen to me. The anointing, the burden lifting, and yoke destroying power of God is resident in the believer. And you go with that anointing everywhere you go. We need to see that. In 1 John chapter 2, the Bible talks about that anointing that resides in us, that abides in us. 1 John chapter 2, and we may read from verse 20. 1 John chapter 2. The very power of God, the very dunamis of God, the very ability of God, the might of the Most High God is resident in us and is abiding with us. First John, I don't know if you are there in verse 20. Let's read it out loud together. What does it say? No. Let's all say it out. One, two, go. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things, or you know of all things. If there is something that God knows and you need to know, because the anointing is abiding in you, He will let you know. I'm not omnipotent or omniscient, and you are not either. You don't know the number of hair on my head. So when He says you know all things, He's not saying you have knowledge of all things in that sense. But if there is something that you need to be aware of, something you need to know, like there is a man in one street corner somewhere that can repair that gongo. This, my brother, didn't know it, but God knew it. And because He needed that information, God brought it to His attention, true or false? Let me tell you something. God knows where the money is. I know when I talk about the anointing and I talk about money, people always listen. So I'm talking about money now. I said, God knows where your needs can be met. What He's saying to us this morning about this, the brother whose need to fix gongo was met, and the sister who gave her testimony, is not just about their personal current situation. What about the dreams God put in your heart that look impossible? You thought it's impossible, but it's the same way you will be led of Him and follow Him to where the gongo repairer is. That's how you follow Him to where the dollars are. It's the same thing. It's the resident anointing. Pastor Bolaji was not there to tell this, what's that brother's name, what to do, where to find the repairer for that drum. Nobody was there. No minister was there. Do you notice the choir was not singing at that time? Who was there? It was Him and God. And with the two of them, they could solve the problem. Amen? Sister, your dad left the scene, right? And now you were left with you and God. And the two of you did what? You solved the problem and the dream came to pass. Who is going to take glory for that? God is going to take glory for it. There are many things that God wants to do in our lives if only we will pay attention to that anointing that works at home. It's too quiet in this church. Does it mean you are listening too hard? Somebody give the Lord some praise. Amen. I just want to be sure I'm still in church because it's very quiet. It just became too quiet suddenly. That anointing from the Holy One, you have received it. You have an anointing. It didn't say you will have it. It says you have an anointing. Again, I define the anointing, the burden lifting and yoke destroying power of God. You have it. Ah, where did I get it from? From the resident Holy Ghost that is on my inside. Look at verse 27 of the same chapter. It says, but the anointing which you have what? Received. Have you received the anointing? You have, because you are in Christ. You have been anointed in Christ. You have received an anointing. It says that anointing what? Abides in you. And you don't need to run from pillar to post looking for who to give you the answer. But if you would just depend, somebody say depend. If you would depend upon, and you will rely upon, and you will trust in the resident anointing as you leave service this. Now, listen to me. Any miraculous thing can happen in service. But I'm telling you, any miraculous thing can happen outside the service. The anointing which you have received, the same anointing teaches you concerning all things. And is true and is not a lie. And as it has taught you, you are to what? Abide in Him. The anointing is abiding in me. Somebody say, I'm anointed. Oh, you are not saying it like you mean it. As you step out of church this morning, remind yourself, I'm anointed. I'm anointed. I have God's ability. I have God's efficiency. I have God's might. I'm anointed. When you face the trials of life, remember you are anointed. You are heavily anointed. There is the power of the Most High. The dunamis of God is at work in you. That miracle working power of God. Hey, the acts of power, the explosions of almightiness can happen at home. Are you listening to me? The explosions of almightiness, the power of God in demonstration. You talk about the power gifts. The power gifts of the Spirit of God are not relegated to the church and the four walls of the church. They are to be used at home too. They are to work at home. And while Peter was waiting for his food to be served in the upper room in Acts chapter 9, what happened? He had three visions in one day. And then the Holy Ghost said to him, Peter, some people are looking for you. Follow them and go and do what I asked you to do. Which service was going on that day? Wow, it happened right at home. I'm just going through the book of Acts, and I'm letting you see that most of the supernatural things that happened in the early church happened right at home. The suddenlies of the Holy Ghost. Suddenly, the place where they are prayed was shaken together. Suddenly, there came from heaven the sound of a rushing mighty wind in Acts chapter 2 and filled all the house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire that sat upon each of their heads. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Suddenly, nobody prepared for it. Nobody was expecting it. It happened suddenly. Somebody say suddenly. Some suddenly shall happen to you in 2024. Some mighty acts of power that your neighbors will know something moved in your house. In Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas were thrown in jail. The Bible says, and at midnight hour, when the choir was sleeping, somebody say amen. And when the man of God has retired to bed, somebody say amen. And when there was no church service that day, somebody say amen. It was right there in prison. In prison. Alone. Their backs were bleeding. Their hands were in chains. Their feet were stuck. They were put in the innermost prison. And guards were set there and said, these guys must not escape. Tomorrow we are executing them. Suddenly, in the midnight hour. In the midnight hour. Nobody was there. No choir was singing. There was no trumpet blowing. They didn't even have recorder to play music. There was no technology for them. But in the midnight hour, because of the resident anointing, the Bible says Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sang praises to God. And the prisoners that were there heard them. And when they heard them, God heard them also. Woo! I said God heard them also. You think God can't hear your praise in the night? He heard Paul and Silas. He can hear you. When the night is dark and the night is bleak and it looks like there's no hope tomorrow, suddenly he's coming on the scene. Suddenly he's happening to you. When it looks like it's all over, now we're going to die. Now there is no future for us. Listen to me. There is a future. There is an expected end. There is a hope. Don't give up and don't be depressed. Suddenly, the Bible says, when God heard their praises, what are you going to do when the night is dark? Are you going to complain or are you going to praise God? What are you going to do when everything looks upside down? Are you going to pray in the spirit like Pastor Bolaji taught us? Or you are just going to wander and wander into Facebook and wander into Google and wander away into Instagram and start to Google your symptoms and start looking for the trouble? Don't Google it. Bible it. Suddenly in the midnight hour, the darkest time of their lives, it looks like everything was over. They prayed. They sang praises to God. The Bible says the prisoners heard them. And then what happened? God showed up himself. The mighty one showed up himself. The God of our fathers showed up himself. He shook the prison doors so good that all the prison doors were broken. There was an earthquake. Something shook everything. Something can shake everything around you. And everything will set themselves in order.
things may be out of order. You may look like you're in chain right now. And it may look like your feet are stuck. And it may look like there's no progress. There's no future. You can't see the answer. God knows the answer. Rely on that anointing that is within you. Somebody say, God and I, we are cooking something. You know concussion? When you sit down on your chair and say, I'm not standing up on this chair until I finish cooking this thing. God and I are cooking something. Somebody is calling you. Somebody is texting. Somebody is on Instagram. Somebody is tweeting. And they have a rage going on Twitter. Those things are distractions many times. They distract us from focusing on what is important. And somebody comes to you to complain the way this country is going. We don't even know what is going to happen. And another person brings the news on radio. And look, those strings are distracting. They don't have the power. They don't have the answer. The power is in you. The ability of God is available to us to make things happen. Tremendous things. Supernatural things. Powerful things. Oh, I'll give you another illustration. One day, we woke up in the morning, and the lady that used to help us at home, one of my wife's relatives, she was just not there. She had disappeared. I think she was, how old was she? Maybe 13. She was going to school. She was brought from one village somewhere where there was no hope, no future. We said we'll take her in. She will help at home, but she'll go to school. She must go to school. We insisted. So she was going to school. She wasn't really doing anything really at home, to be honest. She was just enjoying life. And then suddenly we woke up on Saturday morning, I think. And she was nowhere to be found. So we said, maybe she went to buy something. Maybe she went to visit somebody. Maybe, you know, hours started counting and she was nowhere to be found. Went to police station. We can't find this auntie. They said, you cannot report her missing until 24 hours. Wahoo. Somebody is missing. You say you cannot report them missing until 24 hours. That's okay. We'll wait 24 hours. In my mind was going this way and that way. Somebody say my mind. I told you yesterday, you are not a mind. You are a spirit being. Even when your mind is going haywire, remember you are anointed. You people did not hear me. I know what is going to happen on Monday. I know what will happen on Tuesday. The enemy will come after you. Like he always comes. His own is to try you, to tempt you, to stress you. But remember, you are anointed. My mind was saying, this is your wife's relative from the village. You are in Abuja and you are doing well. Sorry about that. If this girl goes missing, they will say, now we know how they are making it. Abi, you don't understand that my analogy. Say, we understand, this is how they are doing it. So somebody will just come to your house and disappear like that? I said, Lord, we have to find this girl. I said, I know there is a resident anointing in me. So we waited for 24 hours. She didn't show up. We had to go and report. Now 24 hours has finished. And this 13-year-old girl has still not showed up. I was praying in other tongues. Just quietly under my breath. Going about my business of the day. As if nothing happened. Somebody say, nothing spoiled. The God, the same God who found Saul and fished him out when he went to hide. The same one who found his father's donkey when the donkeys went missing. The same God is resident in me. I'm anointed with the power of the Holy Ghost. I know his omnipotence is in me. His omniscience is in me. If there's anything I need to contact by power, or anything I need to contact by knowledge, by revelation, or anything I need to contact by wisdom, he will make it available. I know I am anointed. I just prayed in tongues, in other tongues, under my breath, went about my day. Nothing missing, nothing broken. I have shalom. As if nothing happened. Oh, people will go crazy. Where is she? Go and look for her. Ba, 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 ba. Another night was passing. This was now the second night, because 24 hours has passed. In the middle of the night, just somewhere in the middle of the night, I saw something. What did I see? I saw this young lady, the same lady we're looking for. I saw her. Why will I see her? Because I'm anointed. Because the Holy Ghost knows where she is, Abby. And the Holy Ghost lives where? and lives in me now. If I need to know, he will what? Let me know. I saw her sitting in the car. At the back seat of the car. I saw it. I can never forget. You know, if God shows you things, you don't forget them easily. I saw her sitting at the back of that car. I saw a man sitting in front of the same car. And the man and her were having a conversation. And there was no fight. There was no struggle. There was no stress. There was no problem. And they had a conversation, And the man said, don't worry, I'll take you home. Pum! That's all I saw. When it was morning, I told my wife, I said, don't bother about it anymore. There's no need to worry about it. She'll be all right. She's all right. There's no harm. Of course, they kidnap people, isn't it? And they go missing and they never find them, isn't it? So you know it's a serious situation. But let me tell you something. We are anointed. That did not happen because I'm a preacher. It happened because I'm a Christian. Are you a Christian? Then you are anointed. Say, I'm anointed. So I told my wife, I saw something. And what I saw, I know it was God showing me where she was. 2 or 3 days, I don't know. Another 24 hours, maybe 48 hours now or 72 hours. We got a call. He said, oh, so and so is at home. I don't want to mention her name because you may know her. She's not a big girl. I was really thinking of how to say this story without mentioning her name. Because my mouth is itching me as if I should mention her name. Because of the... But then, they said, oh, so-and-so this person is at home. That she just came home. How did she come home? They said, one man brought her home. Who is the man? The man is a transporter. So apparently, she just disappeared within Abuja. She went to the park that she wanted to travel from Abuja to Delta State. And she didn't have one naira on her. What is the problem? She said, nothing. Did they treat you badly? No. So why did you leave where you are fine to come to where you are not fine? I said, you don't need to bother. It's the devil. That's the enemy at work. Trying, testing, probing, disturbing, distracting from what you are supposed to focus on. But when you know that you are anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost, you can be at rest in every circumstance. They said, she went to the man. I want to go to Delta State. The man said, where is your money? He said, I don't have money. So the man took her in the night because she was there at night. And that's a dangerous thing for a 13-year-old girl. The man took her and put her in his car and said, you can sleep in my car. And then asked her questions. Where exactly are you going? So the next day, which is now like 2 or 3 days later, took her as one of his passengers in his car and drove her to Delta State. And when they got to the park, the man didn't stop there. He now took her by hand and took her home to deliver her to her parents and said, this is your daughter. Did God work it out? You people are not even answering myself. Aisha, I want to come back to this Ibadan like this. I said, did God work it out? Did he solve the problem? Please, who prayed for me that day? Who did I consult with? Sometimes we are so used and it's dangerous to the anointing that God put upon his ministers to be a blessing to us that we forget about the anointing that is within us to live our Christian lives. And guess what happens? Because of that, we miss out on a lot of God's blessings because we are not paying attention. When you see something, do something about it. Are you listening to me? That anointing is abiding in you. He said concerning us, in the last day, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. They shall speak supernaturally. Somebody say supernatural speaking. Say it 3 more times. Supernatural speaking. Supernatural speaking. Supernatural speaking. You will speak as inspired by the Holy Ghost. And sometimes, when you speak inspired by the Holy Ghost like that, the power of God is inside your speaking. The ability of God is inside your speaking. Sometimes there's a revelation in what you are saying. The Bible says, quench not the spirit by despising not prophesying or supernatural speaking. Don't despise prophecy in your life. Supernatural utterance given by the Holy Ghost on the spur of the moment. answers can come from them. Big answers. Somebody say big answer. One day my wife, many years ago, maybe it is like 2016, came back from work, just tired of work. When I say tired of work, I mean work is not working. You know when you are putting effort and your effort is not yielding result. Is that not like the devil? Huh? It's like the devil. God blesses the workers of our hands, Abby. But the devil will try to frustrate you and try to keep you sad. Woo, listen to me, child of God. Do not allow any sorrow in your heart. I'm saying it again. Do not allow any sorrow in your heart, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you lose your joy, you lose your strength. And you lose your strength, you lose the battle. Say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Say it again, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Now shout it out loud. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Now shout the victory. She came back from work, real life situation. She left work early self. She was working for one of the biggest banks in Nigeria, the top three up or so. She came back from work early. When she got back, she just lay down on the bed, feeling a heavy heart. You know, so when sorrow tries to come upon you and the enemy tries to bring a dark cloud around you. How many people have been there before? And it looks so bleak and so tough, and like, when is it going to happen? How is this going to ever come to pass? It happens to all of us. There is none of these temptations except that which is common to your brethren that are in all the world. She said, as she lay down on that bed, thoughts, imaginations, feelings. Somebody say feelings. Remember, you are not a feeling. You are anointed spirits. You are anointed of God. You are a spirit being that is anointed of God. So when even bad feelings come, what do you do with the feelings? Put the feelings aside so you can function in the spirit. I'm coming to you. Help me tell your neighbor, put the feelings aside so you can function in the supernatural. The feelings were bad. The feelings were awful. She felt so bad. I've worked so hard. I've tried so hard. It looks like nothing is working. Right there on her bed, while she lay down, she said suddenly, somebody say suddenly. Listen to me. The answer may not be with the man of God you are looking up to, but the answer is always with the anointing. And the answer can come by that resident anointing in you. Suddenly, she said she felt a laughter, a joy coming from deep within her spirit. And of course, this is contrary to her thinking. This is contrary to her feeling. That's not a time to laugh. That's the time to be sad. That's the time to feel bad. That's the time to feel awful. That's the time to be depressed. And make your face look like a reprint of the book of Lamentations. And tell everybody how bad the situation is. And how hard you are working and anything is not working. And that's the time to cry. And cry me a river. But suddenly, somebody say suddenly. A joy from within her spirit. Bubble up. Bubble up. Somebody say bubble up. Somebody say rise up. Somebody say float up. Look, there are answers within you in that well that springs up to eternal life. The thing bubbled up like a joy, and she yielded to it. Hey, we cannot go without talking about yielding to that anointing. Somebody say, I yield. Not to my feelings. Not to my calculations. Not to my intentions. Not to what they said. I yield to the anointing that is in my spirit. Whatever he says to do, I do. Wherever he says to go, I go. Because there's a miracle waiting for me. She yielded and she started laughing this dry laughter, according to her. I wasn't there. Nobody was there except her and God. Ha 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 ha. Can you laugh a dry laughter when there's nothing to laugh about? Just because you sense in your heart that's the right thing to do. She started laughing. This, you know, dry laughter. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. She said when she was hearing herself, she was sounding like a car, Peugeot, that doesn't want to start. Wah, 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 wah. You know, it doesn't want to start. She said then at a point, she now heard how she was laughing, and how she was laughing was now making her laugh. She was laughing at herself for laughing that way. But somebody say, I'm anointed. The laughter may be dry, but it may be very anointed. Are you listening to me? You may be jumping for joy, and there's nothing that looks like you should be jumping for joy right now. You should be bowing your head in sorrow and covering your face in shame. She yielded. Somebody say, I yield. There are many things that the Holy Ghost will bring our way in our personal lives by the reason of that anointing that we need to yield to. He may cause you to laugh. He may ask you to take a walk, not take a bike. He may ask you to spend some time praying. He may ask you to give somebody some of your time. He may ask you to just be quiet and be still and know that I am God. Whatever he tells you to do, like in John chapter 2, do it. Because that's where your miracle is. She began to laugh and began to laugh. Then she said she began to laugh so hard. Now, the bad feeling was going. Now, the dryness was turning into a river. She began to roll all over the bed just laughing and just laughing. And she laughed so hard she fell off the bed or something like that. When there was nothing to laugh about, her job was on the line. The circumstance was horrible. The promotion was not going to come. What she had longed for a whole year, for 2 years, it was about to slip through her fingers. The result, somebody say the result. The scorecard, the result showed that she didn't qualify. But the anointing said you qualify. Begin to rejoice. So she rejoiced about it. She thanked God for the answer. And that was the end. That was maybe on a Wednesday. Incidentally, we traveled to Ibadan the Friday or Thursday after that day for a wedding here. So on Saturday, our boss was now calling her and calling her. But we're in a wedding, family wedding. So she didn't pick the call. She couldn't even pick the call. She didn't realize what was happening. The guy called and called when we got back home. The man, our boss, came to bang on our door. Bah, 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 bah. He's a Catholic man. Goes to Catholic church. Bah, 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 bah. Open the door. She opened the door. He said, whatever it is that you and pastor are doing, keep doing it. Ah. She was looking. What are we doing? What is he talking about? Whatever it is. She was stammering. He couldn't even talk well. That you and pastor are doing, keep doing it. Somebody say, keep doing it. Yield to the anointing. Yield to the anointing. It may come upon you to run. Run. Don't take permission. It may come upon you to shout. Shout. Don't care about your neighbors. It may come upon you to speak in the spirit. Speak expressly, because nobody is holding your tongue. You know, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. He says, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said the hidden. When unbelievers begin to see the power of God in manifestation in your life, then that's another level entirely. It's not you sharing a testimony now. It's your neighbor banging on your door and saying, whatever it is you are doing, keep doing it. I'm encouraging you today. Keep doing it. Keep rejoicing. Keep yielding to the anointing. Keep celebrating the name of Jesus. Keep praising the name of the Lord. Keep dancing when there is no music. Shout the victory. Even when the walls of Jericho are still standing. The walls may be looking you in the face. But God is telling you to shout for victory. I said God is telling you to shout for victory. I said, God is telling you to shout the victory. God is telling you to shout the victory. God is telling you to shout the victory. He's telling you to rejoice and be glad. For the Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever. It may not look like it. The walls may be standing. Woo! But he says, shout for victory. Shout the victory. Surpassing Grace Assembly, shout the victory. It's your time of fulfillment. It's your time to reap a harvest. It's your time for abundance. It's your time for victory celebration. It's your season for more than enough. She yielded to that anointing. A Catholic man saw the manifestation of the power of God. She wasn't even there. She didn't even know what was happening. At that instant, somebody say at that instance. At that instance, when she was on that bed and the Holy Ghost inspired her to laugh and to rejoice, guess what was happening? They were having a promotion, appraisal meeting in the organization. The entire organization was having an appraisal meeting or appraisal, whatever it is. The MD never comes to that meeting. He never comes to appraisal gathering or promotion gathering. Before that day, he has never come. And since that day in 2016, the MD has never come. But that day, the MD came. But the Holy Ghost knew. When a decision is about to be made concerning you, when you are not present, listen to me, the Holy Ghost knows. He will get your attention. Right there, the MD walked into that appraisal meeting. He picked up a marker. There were some names displayed on the screen. He took that pen. My wife's boss was sitting there and looking at him. He took that pen and he drew a line. Somebody say he drew a line. God always draws a line between his people and the devil. He always draws a line between his people and the world. There shall be a marked difference between you and the world in this 2024. The hidden themselves will say, look what the Lord has done for them. Right there, the man drew a line. No consultation. Nothing. No speaking to anybody. No asking questions. He said, everybody whose name is with below this line that I've drawn, send them their sack letters. Everybody whose name is above this line, send them their promotion letters. Guess whose name was just above the line? It was this woman. So her boss was sitting down there. He was shaking. Because he's seen her name on the board. And he knows she has worked hard. But there is no result, quote and unquote, to show for it. But listen to me. Christ is our qualification. The man drew a line. Said, everybody whose name is within this line, send them the sack letters. 132 senior officers, managers, were sacked that day because of that line. They slept yesterday thinking everything was fine. The next day, a line was drawn and they were out. No going back on it. Woo! But there was a woman on her bed somewhere, inspired by the Holy Ghost, to rejoice when the walls of Jericho were still standing. When the situation looked bad, she didn't know, she wasn't aware, she wasn't in the room, she wasn't interceding, but the Holy Ghost knew. The anointing within knew. The resident anointing knew about it. And then he told her, rejoice. Thank God she yielded. I said, thank God she yielded. Because the line could have been drawn above her name. The man went there and drew it beneath her name. Somebody say miracles. Say signs and wonders. Do you think I need to preach a big message to that guy? I don't need to preach it. God has already preached to him. He was there. He was shaking. He was still shaking 3 days after. He was still banging my door. Whatever you and pastor are doing. He saw the miracle life. When you are not there, God is there. Are you listening to me? When you are in your room and the Holy Ghost inspires you, and you are cooking something, the result is going to show. It may look like it's just one of those things. They are just telling us to shout. I just feel like shouting. Only me in my room, in my house, shouting. I remember in 2013, this is how the Holy Ghost will inspire me to shout. I was sitting in my car. My family and I needed, is it $20,000? And I didn't even have $1,000. And I'll just be driving in my car. I was driving. I remember where I was in Abuja driving. Unfortunately for me, I didn't know that I put my windows down. So I started laughing while driving. I started shouting. And then I noticed that people were looking at me strange. And they were shaking their head. Hey, it don't happen to this one now. It don't happen. But something else was happening. The Holy Ghost was happening to me. The power of the Most High was happening unto me. Mary said, how shall these things be? The angel said, the Spirit of God will come upon you. And the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. This is the how. Somebody say, this is the how. The anointing is the how to your miracle. The anointing is the how to the realm of the supernatural. The anointing is the how to the realm of the miraculous. And you can live in that miraculous every day of your life. That's what God told me to tell you. He wants you to get into that fellowship with Him. Are you listening to me? Get into that fellowship with Him. Godliness is profitable unto all things. Having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Who says being spiritual doesn't pay? Come and ask me. I was shouting in that car until I noticed that people could hear me. Then I quickly wound up so that they cannot hear me. They were shaking their head. Hey, he don't smoke something. He don't swallow something. Yes, I chopped something. I smoked something. But I was not drunken with wine. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself like a madman, in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Even when there is no choir or music, you dance in the Holy Ghost. I shouted and shouted until I shouted $20,000 into my account. Somebody will just call me from the blues. I think it started for my wife. Somebody just called her and said, I want to see you. What do you want to see me for? Just come and see me. The man handed her $3,000 cash. We didn't talk to anybody about this. Somebody called me and said, are you in the office? I said, I'm not in the office and I'm not planning to come. I'm traveling out of the country. He said, no, I need to see you before you go. What do you want to see me for? I was even complaining about it. The person said, okay, I will send somebody to you. I will look for somebody to see. I said, leave me alone. I didn't know it was the money I was shouting that was looking for me. I went to meet that. The person left an envelope, cash, another $3,000 or $4,000 that I didn't ask for. I didn't ask people, but I asked God. And He worked it out. You need to yield to Him when He asks you to yield. That's how people will just come and say, God told me to give you this. God told me to give you that. God told me to give you this. God can tell people to do you good. Listen to me, in 2024, God can tell people to do you good. The way that guy will not collect a bribe, he had bribe to collect, he refused to collect it. It was you he wanted. What do you think happened? Do you not know that that time you have spent cooking something, staring something, laughing over something, rejoicing over that situation, it will come to pass. When the Lord turns, when the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Those dreamlike situations are coming to you in 2024. It will be like a dream. You will get your car. I said it will be like a dream. You will get your house. I don't even have time to tell you how we got a house last year. Was it last year? A property in Abuja that was worth much more than my account can carry. But you see, God can just turn things around. And it will now look like, is it a dream? Or is it us? Or is it not us? What happened? From where to where? Now maybe this. Now maybe this moments are coming for you in 2024. But how shall these things be? The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the Most High shall overshadow you. When he does, yield to him. Somebody say yield. Don't fight, yield. Don't struggle, yield. If he tells you to run, run. As I'm talking now, there's somebody in this service that ought to run. Run now. Run now. You can run out of the service. Nobody is holding you. Run. Run. Take that step and run now. I'm waiting for you. I even know who you are. So stand up and run now. Must I come and touch you? This is exactly how we're in a service, my friend and I. My friend is Mr. Prim and Proper. His shirt is always perfectly tucked in. His shoes never have dust. When this UI together, we're roommates. We're close friends. Closely knit friends. We came from Port Harcourt to come and attend a Holy Ghost service in Ibadan. That's how much we love Jesus. We didn't even have work, but we have Holy Ghost. We got into the service. It wasn't long. The minister has not started ministry. Choir was still singing. This is my Mr. Prim and Proper. Have you met them before? This is how he first threw one shoe up in the air. Did like this. The shoe flung in the air. I was like, what is happening here? What did happen? Then he did the second one, flung it. I said, no. This one don't pass, be careful. Then he took off running. He ran around the church. It was too small. He ran outside. He ran. Then he ran downstairs. He ran in the compound, ran. Then he ran to the street, ran to the main road. He came back maybe 10, 15 minutes later. He was looking at me like this. I said, hey, Mr. Prim and Proper. What happened? His eyes were turning. Did you smoke something? Yes, he smoked something. He drank something. He was drunk in the Holy Ghost. And he yielded to the anointing. And I said, Lord, what is this one now? He said, I want you to watch him for the next 5 years. He said, in 5 years, let us talk again about it. 5 years exactly later, I traveled to the UK where he was now. And we were in his house. My wife and I were there and our son. Then he narrated what has happened to me since that day to this day. You know speed? You know sometimes you do a sticker and put it on your car and say supernatural speed. This one is not sticker. This one is real speed. Eh? In 5 years. Somebody say 5 years. Fresh copper has reached the top of his career in the UK. Yeah. In 5 years, copper. We were coppers then, or we just finished serving. In 5 years, he has reached the top of his career. He couldn't go higher anymore. He was just rotating. He was just rotating from different organization to different organization. And when he says, he will laugh. He said, even my neighbors are scared of me now. Because one limousine will bring him at 12 midnight. Another one will pick him at 7 a.m. in the morning. He don't turn to big boy. Somebody say speed. You know that one is not a sticker. You know what that is? He yielded to the anointing. When the Spirit of God is moving on you, in your house, in your home, in church, what should you do? Yield to him. Yield to him. Yield to him. I want you to yield to him this morning. And I want you to yield to him when you get outside of this service. Stand on your feet and yield to him. I cannot yield to the Holy Ghost for you. Whatever he tells you to do, let somebody come and lead us in praising God and magnifying his name. Just sing in the spirit. Sing as you are led. Worship God as you are led. There is a miracle in this place. Listen to me. I wish we could close right now. But we need to take a little time. Somebody say little time. Let's take a little time to yield to the Holy Ghost and to flow with the Holy Ghost in this place.
Lady Manama Sombrina Talaban Gremo Sombrana.
I'm leaving it for you guys.
All over me.
Hallelujah.
He's moving me around. He's moving me around. He's moving me around. He's all over me. He's moving.